Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning and praise the Lord. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Palm Sunday, for those who follow the Orthodox lectionary. And after a absence of a few days due to illness and travel, losing my voice, I'm back. My name is James Newcomb. I appreciate you pressing play. And as you can hear, my voice isn't 100% back, but it's back enough that I can record this. So today we hear from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And then we will hear from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, and we'll go back to the Gospels, this the Gospel according to John. And then I have a very short commentary on the history of Palm Sunday. This is provided by the Greek Orthodox Church website. Let's begin with the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, and verses 15 through 17. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put their garments on them, and he sat thereon. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what they are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings you have brought perfect praise?'" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. The epistle reading is St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you." Our third reading is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 18. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. Jesus said, "Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only on account of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, a great crowd who had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that this had been written of him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. Now I want to share with you a short commentary on the history of Palm Sunday, or the background of Palm Sunday, which we celebrate today in the Eastern Orthodox tradition. On Sunday, 5 days before the Passover of the law, the Lord came from Bethany to Jerusalem. Sending two of his disciples to bring him a foal of an ass, he sat thereon and entered into the city. When the multitude there heard that Jesus was coming, they straightway took up the branches of palm trees in their hands and went forth to meet him. Others spread their garments on the ground, and yet others cut branches from the trees and strewed them in the way that Jesus was to pass. And all of them together, especially the children, went before and after him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." This is the radiant and glorious festival of our Lord's entry into Jerusalem that we celebrate today. The branches of the palm trees symbolize Christ's victory over the devil and death. The word Hosanna means "save, I pray," or "save now." The foal of an ass and Jesus sitting thereon, and the fact that this animal was untamed and considered unclean according to the law, signified the former uncleanness and wildness of the nations and their subjection thereafter to the holy law of the gospel. Again, my name is James Newcomb. I am grateful that you have pressed play on this episode of Good Morning and Praise the Lord. And I'm also grateful that you have joined after a 3-day absence. I know that is a bit concerning, especially with a fledgling project like this, but I promise that it was because I really did not have the means physically or logistically to record the podcast. So it's a bit of a wake-up call for me to realize that I need to batch these recordings together and get them scheduled well in advance, but that's just what happened this past week. So we'll be back in business sharing God's word with you every morning from here on out, and it's just a lesson learned. So to God be the glory. We will close today's episode, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you again for joining. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.